92 days until the first day of summer, folks.
Just 92.
The countdown. Doesn't that seem so long?
I know,
from
when
now?
You said like 92.
That's literally over 3 months away until the first official day of summer. Now, obviously, before then, we will probably have summer-like weather.
I hope so.
I mean, come on. I am hoping for all of that.
Just a little bit. Like, I'll take 50 degrees, you know, sunshine. Little warm breeze, maybe 50s.
I will take anything but the snow. I mean, I'm over all this stuff. Hey, congrats to Carrie Barnhart from the Weber Appliance text line. $25 to Bell Stores Marathon. Oh, all yours, Carrie. Thanks to everybody who got those text messages in. And we do try to respond to all of you, but sometimes it is a little tough. Hey, we've received a couple of texts as well, Mary.
Oh.
On the text line about a news alert. Apparently, folks are saying, now this is just from the text line.
Okay.
We're not really confirming it, but two people have texted us. Vehicle accident on 39 outside of Sugar Creek going towards Millersburg. Apparently traffic backed up both ways. We've received a couple of texts on that. If you guys are in the area, bear with us. Hunker down.
Yeah.
And if you're not in the area, avoid it. If that is indeed the case.
Just try to avoid it.
So that's 39, traffic backed up both ways, some sort of accident. Don't know if the accident is, you know.
Yeah, serious or anything.
Well, that or in which direction it's heading, yeah.
Yeah.
So there you go. You can always give us news tips on that Weaver Appliance text line, 330-339-9399. By the way, a chance to win again later, some tickets to the Shrine Circus there in Canton. That's going on this weekend. We're going to roll the die for that later, Mary.
Oh.
We're going to roll the die. Pick a number 1 through 6, Mary. Let's see what you got.
4.
4? Nope, it's a 1. Sorry, Mary. Pick another one. Let me see if I can get warmed up here.
3.
Go ahead. 3. Hey, good job, Mary.
Yeah.
It was a 3. Let's see how hot you are. Pick another number. 1 through 6.
5.
5 it is. It's a 3. So
what in the world?
That's the gist of it later to win.
Like loaded dice over there.
Pretty much. It's one die.
This one die, okay.
Yeah, so it's the Z Country die game.
The die game.
No, although you do not perish while playing this. I simply just roll a die.
And give us the wrong buzzer
button.
Don't get it twisted.
Don't get it twisted. Mary.
What?
Calm down over there. hey, of course, the big news today, the Austin bomber now dead.
Yeah.
The suspected person in connection with, what was it, 7 now bombings there in the Austin, Texas area. There was an incident with police earlier this morning on I-35. Apparently, the suspected bomber got in some sort of altercation with police. Mm-hmm. They're coming just shy of saying it was a shootout. I don't really know if it was a shootout or not. But the suspect did apparently blow himself up in his car.
Got surrounded probably and panicked.
Yeah, they were closing in. Cops were closing in on him, and he took his own life.
Yeah.
So that's the big story today. Really, that's been going on since early in March, all those bombings in the Austin area. March the 2nd, couple on the 12th, one on Sunday. There were 3 incidents yesterday. One at the FedEx facility there in Schertz, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
One at an airport, Goodwill store there in the Austin area.
Yeah.
But they say, like I said last hour, they're saying for folks to be on alert. They don't know if there are any more packages out there. Or you brought up a good point, if this guy worked alone or not.
Right, yeah. Yeah, because, I mean, he, you know, mailed it out and... Or at least, have they said if he, like, hand-delivered it or mailed it? I mean, I know they found one at a FedEx store, so there's the possibility.
I don't know. Wasting all that money on postage. Boy, I tell you, it's not... If it fits, it ships, even if it's a bomb. No, I'm just kidding, obviously. But, they don't know really how they probably got in circulation. They're probably still investigating all that stuff as to how we got these packages onto folks' doorsteps and... Into sorting facilities and everything else.
Yeah, it's a wonder they don't have like some kind of X-ray that packages have to go through now for like FedEx or, you know, like the bigger companies, not just, you know, the U.S. Postal Service.
Just like at an airport, eh?
Yeah.
As you walk through the little X-ray machine. Yeah. Hey, the movie Black Panther, Mary.
Still on top.
Well, set another record. All right.
Goodness.
This is not a bad one to have, I guess. Black Panther, now the most tweeted about movie ever.
Wow.
It rules not only the box office, but social media as well. Apparently, this movie has been tweeted about more than 35 million times on the good old interwebs. That pushes it ahead of the previous record holder, the latest Star Wars film, The Force Awakens. Now, over this past weekend, we all know Black Panther was number one again.
Yeah.
It's the first film since 2009's Avatar to top the box office for five straight weekends.
Really?
So it made history there as well. $1.2 billion worldwide. That's is what Black Panther has brought in.
You know, a little chump change right there.
That's worldwide. Here in the States, $607 million.
Wow.
Next week, they're expected to pass The Avengers for the highest grossing superhero film ever.
Wow.
All time. So Black Panther's not going.
That's awesome. Have you seen it yet?
No, haven't seen it.
You are not part of the millions going to see this?
Not part of the movement. I'm not part of the millions who tweeted about it either, apparently. I need to get on the bandwagon. You still need to go see Tomb Raider. That's yours on your list.
I do. I was going to go see it at the Quaker, but I don't know if it's going to be on this weekend.
Why aren't you tisking me? Have you seen Black Panther? Is that why you're...
No,
then
I haven't.
Then Mary, then you can't yell at me about it. Can't yell at me about it, Mayor.
Sure we can.
Anyway, that's brought in a whole bunch of money, obviously. And I want to mention this, too. The children stars from the movie Stranger Things, or the show Stranger Things, rather, on Netflix.
Yeah.
All these kids apparently now are going to be making, they got a little bit of a raise, all right? $250,000 per episode.
Are you serious?
So you do the math, they shoot four episodes, there's cool $1 million right there. All those children in that show.
TV shows, if you can land on a good TV show that is on, you know, like it has more than one season or a couple of seasons, I mean, you've got it made right there. I mean, it's a lot of work to get those episodes, you know, bang, bang, bang on it. But, oh, man, 250,000.
An episode, yeah. Now, the adults in that show, like Winona Ryder, apparently her raise is $350,000 an episode. And then some other folks are making a little less than that.
Yeah.
But I don't know how I feel about those children making that much money per episode. These kids, some of them aren't even teenagers yet, I don't think.
Oh, geez.
But Stranger Things, apparently they'll be back
we
in production next month.
They are in the long line of work.
Yeah, tell me about radio. Definitely the wrong one.
$250,000
should have been a child star. Should have been a child actor like Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah.
But anyway. Hey, like I said, later, your chance via the die rolling game. Here it is.
Mm-hmm.
That's a four, by the way. Your chance to win some Shrine Circus tickets.